Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, Dana Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Dana, there was a lot of females looking at your boy last night rocking that lavender, whether you believe it or not. I know you were. We ran into you. You know your boy doesn't lie to you. Just saying, the first night at the media night of the Super Bowl, kind of nice.
Yeah, you got the flex a little bit. I saw you out there. It's all right, man. Ain't nothing like being in New Orleans and bursting on the scene. So that's what you got to do when you're trying to go for a three-peat.
Yeah, you got to do that. You're down here early because you want to be involved in the atmosphere and all this kind of stuff. We were just talking about how great New Orleans is as a host city. And you know, since you've been doing this now, Dan, and you've got to go to a lot of these different Super Bowls, this one just hits different because it feels original. It feels like it's part of the NFL. It feels like what the Super Bowl is supposed to be, where the entire city is like, let's go for this big game.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement. I'm not sure how I rank it yet. I think maybe later this week or probably as of game time, I'll be able to kind of rank them. Being in the booth for 5 years now and being to four Super Bowls, Tampa is kind of an outlier because of the COVID year. That was kind of weak. I think Tampa could be a really cool spot, you know, when you have full capacity and everything. But nevertheless, we're here. The excitement was real last night at opening ceremonies. It was real cool to see both teams out there, see all the media. The players out there seemed energized, Travis on stage. It was a real cool environment. It's my second year going to the opening ceremonies. I didn't go to the other two, but it was real cool. I got to see a lot of people, so I think this is the Super Bowl week, and we'll see how things go from here.
All right, we started the show talking about Patrick Mahomes being dialed in. I've got the video on my X account. I've got the picture up there as well where he was on stage looking kind of like, I'd rather be anywhere but here right now. And, like, he just had that, as Dusty referred to it, dad taking his kids third year in a row to Santa now. Let's go. Let's move this thing along. I got things to do. And then I started talking to people, Dana, as I tend to do, and they're like, yeah, he's effing dialed in, man. Like, I don't know your thoughts and your feelings about what you saw out of Patrick Mahomes, but I saw a guy last night and heard from enough people to say, this guy's ready to go. This is the one that Patrick Mahomes wants more than any other.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. I think you come to a point, you know, let's face it, we're spoiled in a good way because of the success that we've had with Patrick Mahomes, 7 straight AFC championships. Now we're talking about a fifth Super Bowl. So, like, I think that's par for the course where you get to a point where it's like, okay, let's accelerate this week to get to the game, because unlike the rest of us, those guys are not really partaking in a lot of the things that are happening in the French Quarter and around New Orleans. They are about the business at hand. They have a practice schedule. They have a routine. They can get a little bit outside of their normal routine because they're away for the entire week. But, I mean, can you blame them? I mean, you're on the cusp of creating history, mm-hmm. a whole new history in the NFL and in the Chiefs kingdom. And you don't want anything to happen. I was talking with some scouts last night, sitting around with coaches, mixing and mingling at the hotel and so on. And you always get the feeling like, okay, as soon as the week starts, you'd love to be able to press the fast forward button and get right to game time, because you don't want anybody stubbing a toe, twisting an ankle, you know, pulling a muscle in practice, anything to happen that could thwart your opportunity to create history. So I feel like that's where they're at now. They've been down this road several times, been a part of opening ceremonies. They've done the whole dog and pony show, and most of those guys are just ready to play football.
Dana, I think you probably got maybe the same vibe that I got last night. It seemed like everybody here was on a business trip. Nobody was really spouting off. Nobody was really kind of you know, having like a super, you know, relaxed time. It was more so just get me through the motions, get me to my, you know, hotel room afterwards, and let's move on. And Bob alluded to the Patrick Mahomes kind of demeanor, but it was kind of like that for everybody. Like, nobody was really kind of, you know, it didn't seem like anybody's obviously their first ride. It seemed like everybody from, you know, us to them to, you know, even maybe some of the fans, like, let's get this thing going. I know it's only Monday night, but it seems like this is a business trip for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I will tell you this. It looked like that for the Philadelphia Eagles, too.
Yeah, right.
Being there all night and seeing those guys walk around the opening ceremonies outside the barricade, like, they looked like they were ready for business, too. And even their body language up on the stage when you had representatives from each team up there, I love to see the respect that Nick Sirianni and Andy Reid had for each other. You can tell that there's definitely a respect there. And I've always said you can say a lot, or you can tell a lot about how coaches are embraced and how other coaches feel about coaches by the midfield handshake at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what you got last night, is that those guys embraced a hug, a handshake. You had some laughs and chatter up there, even when the camera was not on Saquon Barkley and Travis Kelce. There was a lot of conversation going on. The same thing with Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. So that's good to see. I mean, in the end, you know, they're professionals. Even though it's a game where we use the terms warriors and battles and fights and all that stuff, these guys have a genuine respect for each other. This is the best of the best that'll have an opportunity. They're looking for retribution. They're looking for redemption. And we're looking to set history. I think the storylines in this game match up so well for great entertainment. And in the end, that's what it is. I mean, we can watch. We can have passion. We can, you know, have the Super Bowl parties at home and everybody gather. And you have the halftime show and everything you look forward to. But in the end, you're going to be entertained. And that's the key point to that, and that's what we have to focus on.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a good point with the way that everybody was interacting last night, because, you know, I'd be remiss to say Philly wasn't dialed in as well, but Patrick just had that different look about him.
Yeah.
Like he was ready, like a stoic, like, I'm ready to crush you. And then I look at Saquon Barkley and Travis Kelce, which was a great duo to have together on the stage, mm-hmm. and I looked up, and Travis is making me smile. Then Saquon flashed his smile, and I just started smiling for Saquon Barkley, because for guys that go through, you know, playing for bad organizations that are good players, mm-hmm. you kind of feel for him, and now he has that opportunity, and the Chiefs will take that opportunity away from him. It just is, to me, it's, this week is reminiscent of that AFC Championship game where Derrick Henry was going to run all over the Chiefs. 69 yards later, Chiefs are on to the Super Bowl. I feel this is the week where everybody hypes Saquon Barkley, and Steve Spagnuolo is going to take out his bag of tricks and find a way to shut it down, because that's what he's done in the past, Danon.
Yeah, that's par for the course. That's what we do, and it's great to have an identity. You know, how fun is it, guys, that we have a team that we don't have to guess. We know what's going to show up. We know what they're going to put together. We know how they're going to execute. It's just a matter of if it's going to be a winning effort or not a winning effort. But it's not like we're thinking as fans, oh my gosh, they're going to have to come out and do something different. No, they just got to be who they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really cool feeling as a fan base, that if we are fully loaded for this game, outside of Rashee Rice, who hasn't been here most of the season. But outside of that, offense, defense, special teams, we are fully loaded. There are no question marks. There are no issues. There are no lingering injuries that we have to be concerned about. And like, if you're talking about putting your best foot forward on the biggest stage and the biggest opportunity of a lifetime for a lot of these guys, like, we're sitting really good. But at the same time, I'm sure the Philadelphia Eagles are saying the same thing. I mean, they have a high-powered offense. Defense has really been playing strong. They run the ball extremely well. You know, I believe they're the fourth. I saw a stat the other day that said they are from rushing yards per game at 179 yards per game. They are the fourth team in NFL history to rush for that many yards and make it to the Super Bowl, and the other three teams were in the 1970s. So this is new territory, not just for the NFL, but also new territory for our defense to have to play a team that has really gobbled up chunks of yards on the ground. And you guys know, being around the game as long as you have and myself, there's nothing more debilitating to a defense, there's nothing more demoralizing to defensive players than a team that runs the ball down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no recourse and you can't do anything about it. And I'm sure that's probably the mindset that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to come into the game with, is that we're going to break your spirit by our run game. Now, we have something to say about that. And Spags has something to say about that. And that's what's going to make this game so cool. We're not talking about two super aerial attacks. We're talking about two teams that can methodically, you know, kill you throughout the game. And it's all about what the other team is going to do about it. It's about the counterpunch. And I think that's what we're going to look at in this matchup.
I'm so glad you said that, Danny, because I do have a question that I'm going to act like I know what I'm talking about when it comes to football, which clearly you see my body type. You're like, that guy never played football. So you talk about the counterpunch and in running the ball. And in the Buffalo game, I had a take that said whoever wins the coin toss and can defer will have the massive advantage, and I think we'll win the game. The Chiefs won the coin toss. They deferred. They won the game. I think in this situation, if the Chiefs do win the coin toss, I think you want to receive. And the reason I say that is because if you go down the field on a classic Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes drive where it's 12 plays, 6.5, 7.5 minutes, 7 points, that's going to let Philadelphia know, okay, here they are. This is that team. That's where the name on the front of the jersey, which, whatever. I get, you know what I'm saying? Like, here they are, yeah, as the Chiefs. That might steer them out of their way, because then if Philadelphia comes out and that defensive line is amped up and rested and ready to go and they stop Philadelphia 3-and-out, let's say the Chiefs get the ball back, they go up 10-0. Man, Dana, it's really hard to run the ball, and if you can do that and take Saquon Barkley out of this and put the ball in Jalen Hurts' arms and hands and legs, I really, really think this whole game shifts into a completely different narrative if you do that and not defer but take the ball in the first half.
Yeah, I like that mindset. I don't think that's going to happen. I think this is here's the concern about something like that, is you get away from being yourself. And Andy Reid has just never been that kind of coach. Now, conversely, the coolest thing is that we forced other teams to be that kind of team. And like you mentioned about the Ravens last year, John Harbaugh, they did not go into that week preparing to play the Chiefs and say we're going to run the ball a handful of times, but they did. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the game even last week against the Bills, like, you got James Cook that was doing a nice job,
yeah,
doing some damage early in the game. And I'm sure in their mind they thought, you know what, if this game is close, we're going to stick with what brought us here. We're going to stick with the success that we had early in the game. And in the fourth quarter, he was insignificant, especially in the final drive. So, like, I think we have always done a good job, and not just a good job, a great job of forcing teams outside of themselves. And, yeah, although that would be the case, I feel like just by our presence and our game plan and executing our game plan, Nick Sirianni is going to have to make some decisions, and it might be outside of the norm for them. Who knows? He may get outside of running the ball from Saquon Barkley if we're able to move the ball down the field. Who knows if he's going to roll the dice and do something crazy on either on special teams or on offense with trick plays or something like that to try to throw us off. What I do know is that we don't have to resort to any of that. Like, we are who we are. We have an identity. We have a championship identity. And if we just go out and do what we do, then we'll be victorious like we have in other Super Bowls and all of this season. So I anticipate if we win the coin toss, we'll defer, because you want to be able to have the opportunity at two consecutive possessions, one to end the half and then to open the third quarter. And if you're able to score on those two possessions or suck up a lot of time, that's when you start to see the other team unravel a little bit and decide that they need to get chunks of yardage, and maybe we'll see them put the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands to throw them to victory. And if they do that and get away from Saquon Barkley running, then I like our chances even more.
All right, Dana, and I want to play a quick piece of audio for you and get your reaction. I want you to listen for the pause. And we talked to CJ Gardner-Johnson. Nathan, I think you have that cut ready to go. If you could play that cut for Dana. Dana, I want your reaction when you hear the question, the pause, and then the answer.
I got football got to attend to.
No doubt. What's the number one thing you got to do to stop Mahomes?
I don't know. I guess play football.
Dana, your thoughts.
I feel from a football player standpoint, if I put myself back into that mindset, he wanted to say something that was going to be controversial. Mm-hmm. He wanted to say something that he probably has said all week long in the locker room and probably will say on the sideline, but did not want to give us that nugget there. Maybe something about hitting him in the mouth or knock him around or make him pay when he runs or different things like that. But the pregnant pause, you know, spoke volumes, I guess you can say. So just fill in the blank yourself, but I'm sure from a defensive perspective, it was something that he did not want to put out there, especially to poke the bear in Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it was a 3.8-second pause, my friend. It was an eternity.
Yeah, I don't even think Arises had a punt last that long in the air this year.
That's right. Yeah, when you think about it that way,
Hey, Dana, enjoy the game, man. Go for that three-peat. You know, all your stuff. Take care. Be safe. Be easy. And enjoy the game, brother.
Yep, we'll see you guys around.
All right.
That's Dana Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefits of blue. Coming up on the other side, you know it's coming and you know it's going to happen, but there's going to be a local story. Let's just see how close we can get when it's all said and done here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.